There are movie stars and there are movie stars. It's hard to believe that Robert Redford would be the title character in a movie called The Old Man and the Gun, but here we are. Redford is now 82 years old, and he's said this may be his last acting role. He's been on our screens for nearly 60 years, and as big a name as there is in the world for about 50 of those. And if this is it for him, well, we have a lot to be happy about. Redford plays real-life bank robber Forrest Tucker in the early 1980s, when as a man in his 60s he led what was referred to as the Over the Hill Gang, a group of men getting on in years who were still knocking off banks across the country. As Max Fisher teaches us in Wes Anderson's masterpiece Rushmore, you've just got to find something you love to do and then do it for the rest of your life. For Max, that was going to Rushmore. For Forrest, it's robbing banks. There's not a lot of reason to recount the plot of this movie other than to say it's Redford robbing banks and Casey Affleck's police detective pursuing him to some extent, and Redford meeting Sissy Spacek along the way. It's more important to note that as time passes us by, a lot of what we're left with is our memories. And if anything, The Old Man and the Gun helps us remember. It helps us remember what a wonder Redford has been for us to watch for all these years. What an absolute treasure Sissy Spacek is. That seeing Danny Glover these days is like putting on a warm pair of socks. That there's something magical about listening to Tom Waits tell a slightly off-color story with a Shaggy Dog ending. The Old Man and the Gun is simply, purely joyful. It's not an ecstatic joy, but it's a deeply comfortable one. The main thing people seem to remember about Forrest Tucker is that as he was robbing banks, he always seemed to have a smile. And from the first frame of this movie until the end of the closing credits, so do we. For KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.